For our liturgical moment, I wanted to talk briefly about the sermons themselves. I don't know that we actually talk about sermons all that much. You hear a lot of talking in sermons, but kind of where does the sermon come from? And really, the sermon is what we would call an exposition of Scripture or a proclamation of Scripture. It's meant to be basically a supplement, actually, to the Scripture readings. And I think a lot of the time people have a tendency to think of sermons as being actually the reason that you come, and I hope it's not. I hope that sermons are not the only reason that you come to worship, because in all reality, the readings of Scripture is much better than my sermon ever could be. My sermon is there to help your understanding of the readings of Scripture. It's to hopefully help to maybe bring some new things to light that you haven't thought of, to reinforce things that you've heard in other places. It's not in any way, shape, or form supposed to replace the readings of the Scriptures or to sort of supersede it. That's not what it's there for. It's actually meant to highlight the readings rather than to kind of be better than them. So as you are listening to our readings today, do please note that the readings and the sacrament, which we haven't got to yet, but we will eventually, are really the two high points of the service. I think a lot of the times people think of the sermon as being the high point of the service. And again, I hope it's not. I hope that the readings are, because the readings are much more important than my sermons ever could be.